Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So Mike Pence is not, repeat, is not going to endorse Donald Trump for another 4 years as president. Are you surprised? Yes, this is breaking news, I suppose, but it's definitely filed under the, we kind of already knew that. But we'll tell you about that here on the Weekend Edition, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We hope that you had a great Friday. Here we go, folks. We are going headlong into Saturday morning on the Weekend Edition. And, of course, a lot of folks listening along the GCN network, of course, they hear this program different times during the weekend, Saturday or Sunday. So whatever time that you're listening, we want to bid you a very warm welcome to the show. And if you're listening during our live time here, Saturday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., you're more than welcome to give us a telephone call if you'd like to opine. The number is, of course, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, of course. And you can also head over to our home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And I'll tell you what, we've got so much to talk about on this Weekend Edition. In just a little bit, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That'll all be happening in hour three of the program this morning. But we've got stuff that is just chock full this morning. And so, once again, here we go. It is the Weekend Edition. Mike Pence is not going to endorse Donald Trump. This coming to us from Reuters. Mike Pence, who served as Donald Trump's vice president for 4 years, said on Friday he will not endorse his former boss ahead of the November's U.S. presidential election. Pence, who ended his own 2024 presidential campaign amid dismal opinion numbers, told Fox News, quote, "It should come as no surprise," just as I was just saying, I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year. Trump this week won enough delegates to mathematically clinch the Republican nomination and will face a general election rematch with Democrat President Joe Biden on November 5th. Pence served Trump loyally but publicly broke with the former president over his role in the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters. Now, of course, I'm not surprised that Pence is not going to endorse Trump. But my question would be, and this has to do, too, with some who have expressed sort of a similar thought, not so much in terms of an endorsement of a candidate by another political figure, but people who might have said things like, well, I'm not going to go vote. I don't like either candidate. And I do. People do tell me this. They don't like either major candidate. So, of course, the decision becomes, and this is in the purview of the voter, the decision becomes, what are you going to do next? What are you going to do about the country? What are you going to do about all the things that we see happening right now? What are we going to do about the border? What are we going to do about the war in Ukraine, the war in Israel against Hamas? What are we going to do about the threat, the ongoing threat of China and of all these other issues that are happening in our world, the economy, energy, all these things that are happening? And, I mean, the list could go on. I'm just naming a few top things here. Well, if you don't vote, if you simply become basically an isolationist in that sense, which is your choice, but the fact of the matter is, if we continue down this road that we're on right now, with the Biden administration, those who are creating those policies, those who are looking to continue to maintain a level of control. You know, they keep warning us about authoritarianism. Authoritarianism is coming and Donald Trump will never leave office and blah, blah, blah. Well, folks, if you want to know what the foundations of an authoritarian system kind of look like, well, look around you, because this is exactly the kind of thing where you can't say certain words, you can't have certain viewpoints, you certainly can't speak out freely, and you can't really, you can't really tell it like it is. And again, I don't mean to be offensive. I don't mean to run out and be offensive. I don't mean to, or just to simply be combative for combative sake. I'm simply saying that if you look at the border and you say something's wrong at the border, that doesn't make you a racist. That makes you somebody who's looking at the border and saying, I wonder, is this sustainable? Is this good for our country? If you look across the world and say, you know, what is our support doing? How do we make sure that these conflicts actually end soon and aren't just an open-ended blank check for the foreseeable future? We don't ever know how long this is going to take. Well, that doesn't make you anti-democracy. And it doesn't make you anti-democracy if you are questioning the Biden administration, or if you question the far left or the liberal, Democrat Party elite. It doesn't make you anti-democracy. So, unfortunately, you know, there is going to be an event in November. There will be the election. Somebody will win this election. And that election means whether or not we are going to take the fork in the road and try to go in the direction where we have energy, we have a much better economy, we have more security for our nation, and where people can be lifted up and not continually broken up into different special interest groups and used by a particular political faction in order to simply maintain power. Because what we're about, what America is about, is people finding that American dream, following it, whatever it might mean to them, and achieving a level of success so that for them and for their posterity, right, they will be able to look back and say, it was all worth it, right? And we were able to do something amazing. That's the decision we have in front of us. So I don't know who Mike Pence is going to endorse, but gee, I don't know. You gotta get on the track somewhere. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, the weekend edition, everybody. We are having fun already in hour number one. And I got to tell you, I feel really good today because, I'm happy to announce I have a brand new broadcast chair. The old broadcast chair was getting on its last legs there and was squeaking way too much and could not be helped. And so for this weekend show, I'm sitting in comfort, and I am really, really happy about that. You know what else we're really happy about is having you aboard here with us on the weekend edition of the program. Welcome to everybody listening, of course, on our home station of AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida. Good morning to everybody there, everybody on AM 930 as well, and also everybody listening along the GCN network. You know, GCN distributes our program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we really appreciate them so very, very much. They work very hard for the program, and we just want to give them a shout-out this morning to everybody at GCN. And by the way, as I mentioned, we're going to have some great changes coming to KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website, where you can run over there and, of course, send us a direct message anytime. And if you're listening to this program during the weekend on a replay, during Saturday or Sunday, you're more than welcome to send us a direct message anytime as well. And so, as I said, we've got some great changes coming to the website. This is going to include a live button, basically, where you can listen to the show very easily. And then also that show will repeat throughout the day, the current program on that live stream. And you can listen throughout the day if you're at work or if you're driving or whatever it is that you're doing. And as soon as we go live again at our normal live times, then it's going to automatically switch over. So if you missed the program, and there will be other great ways to hear the program on podcasts and so forth. So we are very, very excited about that. We want to thank GCN very, very much for that. And I'll tell you as much, folks, you know, it is so great to get the direct messages that we get and the calls that we get. And I really do feel like we're generating a buzz out there on the different topics that we cover and the extent to which we cover them. And also, of course, we have fun. So I really do think it's a real double whammy. I mean, we've got great information and we also have fun doing it in the Overnights Across America, which to me is just a real cool thing. If you ask me, that's the technical term. It's a really cool thing. And we have a lot of fun doing the program, and we love to hear from you. And so I just want to say that again. This is the best job in the world. It really, truly is. And I do have you to thank for that. Well, somebody who's out of a job at this point, shall we say, somebody who's out of the job, right, is the partner in crime, if you were, the cohort of Fannie Willis, right? Wade is out of a job right now because he had to resign after the judge issued his ruling in whether or not Fannie Willis would be taken off the case in Fulton County against President Trump in election fraud case. So that's what happened. But here's Alan Dershowitz. He's chimed in on this, and he's got a lot to say. And he's actually – and I do appreciate Dershowitz a lot. And I've said this before, but just for those of you who are new to the program, I appreciate Dershowitz so very much because he is I think he's very much – he's very honest about his opinions. I think that he – you may not agree, obviously, with many different conservative viewpoints. Certainly not someone who's going to run out and vote for Donald Trump, right? But he is a self-described civil libertarian. He wants to see where the law goes with this kind of thing, in any of these kinds of cases. And he calls the balls and strikes. And I appreciate that. And, of course, as you know, he's come to the defense of Donald Trump in the past as well. So, and this gets him pretty much ostracized from many in the liberal side of society. So he's taking a lot of damage as a result of this too. But if you call it like you see it, if it is something that is obvious and you're going against the grain when everybody else says no, it's this way because our agenda tells us so, and you're the one who's going the opposite direction because of what your eyes or what your observation is telling you, that's the kind of person Alan Dershowitz is. It's like when we look at the border, we say, oh, my gosh, there's something hugely wrong at the border, and the Democrat Party elite come along and go, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking? No, there's nothing really wrong at the border. Or, you know, Laken Riley is murdered by who Joe Biden even described as, quote, an illegal. And now we're told, well, that's really not a huge problem, this kind of thing, and you're making too much out of this, and this kind of it's just really something. But no, you keep going because when you observe something, you know, stick with your instincts on that. Harvard Law School professor, this from Newsmax, Alan Dershowitz blasted utterly dishonest, a judge's weaselly ruling, he called it weaselly, Friday, to let Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis proceed with her election interference prosecution of Donald Trump and his allies. In a brutal breakdown of the 23-page ruling by Fulton County Superior Court Judge Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee, a Dershowitz asked, who are you going to believe, this judge or your lying eyes? McAfee wrote that Willis could continue with the prosecution. I know. But if Nathan Wade, the lead prosecutor she appointed and with whom she had had an affair, withdraws from the case, noting, quote, an appearance of impropriety that infects the current structure of the prosecution team. Yeah, I think so. I think the result is utterly dishonest, Dershowitz said. Everybody knows that she profited, that she conspired to commit perjury with Nathan Wade and with the other witness. We all know, he says, there was an actual conflict of interest here. McAfee just doesn't have the guts to say it. And I predicted, meaning Dershowitz, I predicted he wouldn't have the guts to say it. He has to live in Fulton County, another reality, right, of the situation. Dershowitz conceded the judge, quote, may have said some things that are very critical of her, but still, he should have removed her from the case. He also lamented how the ruling, quote, undercuts our legal system tremendously. I would agree. He should have ruled honestly, yes, there's a conflict. Yes, she committed perjury. Yes, there was a conspiracy. Yes, she received financial benefit for this. That's the truth, and the truth matters, Dershowitz said. He pointed out the, quote, actual conflict of interest was that Willis made money from the case. If anybody believes she actually paid back every penny in cash, I've got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn, he said. There are people in prison. There are people in death row based on evidence less strong than this. That's a direct quote from Alan Dershowitz. Okay. Dershowitz also pounced on the, quote, lies Willis gave for why Wade was at her home at 11 o'clock at night until 4 in the morning. playing Scrabble. All right. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, we must compose ourselves at this point. The Scrabble playing. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead here. I'm going to stop. I'm not going to say what I wanted to say, and I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. And I'm going to try to stick to the straight and narrow here. I'm going to report this story. Gosh darn it, that's what I'm doing. This is a scandal, and the judge didn't have the courage to do the right thing, Dershowitz said. And judges often don't, and they will find a way out. And this is a Weasley way out. Yes, of course, there was an appearance of injustice, appearance of conflict, but there was an actual conflict, and I hope that the defendants will appeal this, and I think they can, he says. According to Dershowitz, the ruling could be appealed on two issues. That the evidence is overwhelming, that there was an actual conflict of interest, and there shouldn't have to be an actual conflict of interest. There is a realistic appearance where virtually everybody looks at this and says, this smells to high heaven, Dershowitz said. All right, folks, we're going to head out to the bottom of the hour break just in time here. Because we're not going to revisit the Scrabble. No, we're not. Stay right there.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The cleanup is continuing Friday as severe weather took a toll on a number of states with reports of tornadoes in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. 10 Americans were rescued from an operation led by Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills after the U.S. sent troops to evacuate non-essential personnel from the embassy in Haiti on Sunday. Congressman Mills expresses frustration with the State Department and his commitment to being there for the American people on Fox Business.
If they're unwilling to do their jobs, then people like myself will step up and do it for them. The private citizens who represent the greatness of America will step up and do it for them.
According to newly released federal government data, President Joe Biden only deported 0.25% of Venezuelan illegal immigrants encountered by ICE officials in the last fiscal year. A new report out says people will spend over $2 billion this Easter. This is USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hey, we just got a great direct message from Roy in Seminole. And Roy, I appreciate your kind words very much. He says, "Hi, Kyle, congrats on your new chair." Well, thank you. Yes, it's working out wonderfully. And then he says, "You should have a show on Fox News when Hannity retires. Have a great weekend." Well, thank you, Roy. I appreciate that. I appreciate the sentiment very, very much. And, wow, that's really a nice compliment, and I can't thank you enough. But thank you so much, Roy and Seminole. Thanks for listening, of course. And, boy, folks, you know, what a difference a chair makes. I'm telling you that, you know. I was always afraid something's going to go wrong at the very worst time during the program. So we got that under control. Something else that's really not, well, it's kind of out of control. Don't you think Kamala Harris is a little out of control? There's a new poll, this from New York Post. More than half of voters disapprove of Vice President Kamala Harris's job in the White House and don't believe she has what it takes to be commander-in-chief. A USA Today Suffolk University poll released Thursday shows 52% of registered voters disapprove of the 59-year-old VP's job performance, while only 36% approve, including a paltry 4% of Republicans and 28% of independents. Harris's numbers are worse than President Biden and former President Donald Trump. Well, there you go. That's Democrats. You got your nominee right there. You got your nominee. She's never going to be the nominee. And isn't that something? I mean, you know, all kidding aside, she has to constantly be reminded every day, right, that if something goes wrong with the campaign and Joe Biden steps aside because of health reasons or what have you, that the majority of the Democrat Party elite are going to try to go for Gavin Newsom, right? And not for, and Kamala Harris doesn't really enter into the mix. Ouch, right? But at the same time, you know, she has proven herself to be completely unable to do any of this kind of stuff. And that's just the way it is. And she's, I think this is, you know, after she leaves office as vice president, she'll always be doing something. And I'm sure it'll be lucrative and this kind of thing. But no, there's just no way. People would never accept that because of her job performance, if you can call it that, I guess. On the other hand, if she had really done something amazing, there would be no question that she would be the standard bearer. So that's, I think, the way the cookie crumbles on that one. Now, speaking of even Gavin Newsom, this from The Hill, California Governor Gavin Newsom has postponed his State of the State address. The governor's office confirmed to The Hill Friday night. Newsom's address was originally scheduled to be delivered on Monday. A new date for the speech has not been provided. His office is coordinating with the legislature to nail a new date for the governor's address. The postponement of the address comes as the push to overhaul how California treats disorders related to mental health is still active, even with Proposition 1 having a slim lead. Newsom is making last-minute effort to correct rejected ballots. Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, it's welcome to California. We don't even know when the election is over. All we know is that, according to the last report that I saw, Steve Garvey pulled ahead of Adam Schiff by about 4,800 votes. I don't know if that's changed since then. But nevertheless, the fact that it is so close between those two tells you that hopefully something may be changing in California, but I'm not holding my breath, only because we know how these things can turn out. We know how these things can turn out in the end. Well, Bernie Sanders, he got into a heated exchange with a reporter from Fox Business regarding a 32-hour work week. And so this is one of the things that Bernie Sanders had they had some kind of meeting up on Capitol Hill about this. This has been proposed in the past, obviously. But Hillary Vaughn, Fox Business reporter, caught up with Senator Sanders as he was making his way to the elevator. And this is what ensued. She wanted to ask him a question. He wasn't in a good – well, I was going to say he wasn't in a good mood that day. But I don't know, folks. Have we ever seen it? Have we ever seen Bernie Sanders in a good mood, or if he's always upset about something? Right? That's right. I know. I just morphed into Bernie Sanders there for a moment. But I'm okay now. Let's listen in.
Can I talk to you about the 32-hour work week? It seems like Fox Business. It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more, pay their
really?
Workers.
Really? Is that what you think?
pay their workers.
Excuse me.
I didn't
excuse
get to ask
me.
A question.
Okay, thank you.
Senator,
you want to hold it? Okay. We held a hearing on a 32-hour work week because what we have seen is that over the last 50 years, despite a huge increase in worker productivity, almost all of the new wealth has gone to the top 1%, while 60% of the people are living paycheck to paycheck. Many of our people are exhausted. We work the longest hours of any people in the industrialized world. I think it's time for a shortened work week.
Can I ask you a question about that? It seems like Democrats want businesses to be taxed more,
pay their workers more,
lower prices, not to work.
You know what I would like to see?
How are businesses going to survive that? That's the question. How can businesses survive all of those proposals?
When Mr. Bezos pays an effective tax rate lower than the average worker, I think we have a real problem in our tax system. I think that billionaires have got to start paying their fair share of taxes.
So there you have Bernie Sanders literally getting in to Hillary Vaughn's face on this. Really, you know, listen to the question, maybe. Maybe the answer, try to answer the question thoughtfully. But what we get, of course, is more, no, they're not paying the fair share, and all this stuff. And it goes on and on. And, you know, again, Alderman Jeff Bezos and this and that. And there really does become a narrative out there that somehow Bernie Sanders and his ilk are really trying to save you. And I just don't know. We all know what happens with higher tax rates. Those tax rates don't just get absorbed. Whether you're a fast food restaurant and they mandate the $20 an hour minimum wage, or if you're a corporation and then suddenly, and by the way, it seems to me that the tax, who writes the tax code? Doesn't that come from the Congress and signed into law? You know, and so Bernie Sanders can rail all the live long day, but if people, and this is, here we are, tax season, by the way, and people have tax attorneys, and tax attorneys have to be able to navigate all of this, and, you know, you got to, you have to pay your taxes. There's no doubt about that. But the way that the far left makes it sound is that they are nefariously not paying their taxes, and they are getting away with something, and only people like Bernie Sanders can come along and save you from the terrible, you know, blue meanies, as it were, that are taking away all your money, and all of the wealth goes to the top 1%. Well, there was a billionaire, we had the quote here the other day, because this goes along with what Joe Biden was talking about in the State of the Union. You know, again, pay the fair share. This always is based on the assumption, or the setup is that people aren't paying their fair share. And here you are living paycheck to paycheck, quote, paying your fair share, but somebody else isn't. And there was a great quote, and actually from Fox Business as well, no, this is really not the case. If you take a look at who's actually paying the vast, vast majority of the taxes in this country, it is those who have high earnings, or their companies and so forth, and folks on the lower end of the economic of the wage earning scale, they're not paying the vast majority of the taxes. But this is part and parcel. It sounds like Robin Hood. It's supposed to sound good, and then of course, instead of really going out about this idea of a 32-hour work week, just bluster and yell at the woman from Fox Business who tried to ask you a question, have the audacity to ask you a question. So start blustering and make it look like, you know, she's helping these companies who aren't paying their fair share, and on and on and on it goes. And just typical Bernie Sanders. It's just typical. But we thought you might want to hear a little bit about that this morning. So I don't know. What do you think? 32-hour work week, or should a company, or should you work what you need to work in order to get the job done that week? You know, that's just, you know, these mandates, even 40-hour work week, it's still a mandate, isn't it? It has to do with whether or not you can start billing for overtime, this kind of thing. But still in all, how about more government intervention? Maybe we need that. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back on this weekend edition.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short.
Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Weekend edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. You know, one of the great things about the weekend edition is, you know, we try to send you off into your weekend with a smile as much as we possibly can. We let our hair down a little bit more than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's even humanly possible. As we take a look at some of the events, of course, from the week, some of these significant ones, and of course also tell you about all the other things that we can possibly find that are happening out there. And it's always a lot of fun. We're glad that you're there, and we're glad to be here as well here on this St. Patrick's weekend, by the way. So I don't know if you got all your green stuff ready to go, and I don't know if there might be green beer involved. I'm not sure. But certainly hope that you have a happy and safe St. Paddy's Day this weekend. And so, by the way, it was a week ago, basically, we were heading into the time change. So I don't know. I seem to have done okay. I hope that everybody's done pretty well with the time change. Hopefully everybody's starting to kind of get used to it. But, boy, it's great, at the very least, to have a lot of that extra daylight right now at the end of the day. So just in case you ever want to get couple of little things done that might be outdoors, this kind of thing. All right, folks, it's the part of the program where we love to play a great song. We do that in hour number one and hour two of the program all throughout the week and, of course, on the weekend show. And it's designed to keep you going, keep your blood pumping, keep you moving. Whatever you're doing across America in the overnight hours, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're in law enforcement, maybe a first responder, if you're working a shift, if you're up early in the overnight hours with us talking news and politics, well, a lot of times it's fun to have a little something, a little musical pick-me-up, if you will. Let's get it started right now. This is a great song. Goes back to the late 1970s by a group called The Knack, and it was a huge, huge hit, and it's a little song called My Sharona. Their album Get the Knack, and honestly, they had a great band. They had a great sound, and I really do. And I remember listening to that way back in those days, and I always liked this song. And there are two different versions of the song. You have the longer version, of course, and the shorter version. The shorter version sort of cut through the guitar solo a little prematurely there, but. And for time reasons, we kind of had to do a little bit of the same thing here. But that particular track was just really cool. It had a great sound to it. It was very open, in my opinion. The instrumentation. It's the band. It's just this is what they sound like. And there's not a whole lot of other layering or other stuff, other production stuff that had to sort of be on it. And they got the point across. It was just amazing. And so then it's great to bring back some memories this morning with a little bit of My Sharona from the NAC. All right, so let's take a quick look here at the National Weather Service as we're heading into the weekend this weekend. According to the National Weather Service, we've got heavy mountain snow expands across Four Corners and Southern Rockies this weekend. You know, up in the Denver area, driver Ron was keeping us surprised as we went through the last few days of the massive amount of snow and weather that they were receiving. In fact, his company had to basically tell everybody to stay home for at least a couple of days. He looked out in the front yard. He said you got about 14 inches of snow. It's a lot. And so maybe the first time, I think, in forever that he's had to stay home, he said. So, we are with everybody there and our friends there in the Denver area, 710 KNUS. And so we hope that everybody's literally digging out here at this point. So heavy mountain snow expands across Four Corners and Southern Rockies this weekend. Severe thunderstorm and excessive rainfall chances shift south into the southeast and into the Gulf states this weekend. Mild weather continues across the Pacific Northwest and the East Coast. That's right, because we had listener Joan up in Seattle. They're supposed to be having the first barbecue of the weekend this weekend, so we're hoping to hear from listener Joan as to whether or not that actually was able to occur, and hopefully everybody had some fun. And outdoors, it's a novel concept in Seattle recently here because they've just been inundated. And, of course, our good friend Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon also was able to emerge out into the outside world, evidently, as the rain and the storms had subsided. So hopefully we'll continue to see that mild weather this weekend and give some people a little bit of a respite. As we're heading into Saturday morning, we do see a lot of snow in southern Utah, by the way. Even down near St. George, got a lot of rain down I-15. And then over towards our friends in Las Vegas, Nevada, and down towards Kingman, Arizona, raining pretty significantly. We got snow west of Albuquerque. This is if you're coming across I-40. You've definitely got a lot of snow there between Gallup and Albuquerque, New Mexico. And up in Wisconsin and then on up into the UP, mainly the western part of the UP as we head into the weekend, we got lots of rain and snow and rain. This is all going to be a little bit northwest of Marquette, a little bit near Marquette, Michigan. And so you definitely want to be aware of that if you're up in, if you happen, I'll just say this, if you happen to be in the UP, watch out so you have a little bit of weather. But we do, it looks like we have some lightning and rain in the west of the Houston area, at least at this hour. This is also down near Corpus Christi and down in the southern part of Texas this morning, Kingsville and Encino, places like that. So definitely be careful. And then, of course, New Orleans looks like you got a little bit of rain. We got a great message from New Orleans the other day, too. And we appreciate our listeners in New Orleans. So, folks, stay right there. We're climbing up to the top of the hour. We're going to come right back after your top of the hour news. You'll get updated on everything. We'll come back. We'll talk about everything and much, much more. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number one of the weekend show is now officially in the books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.